This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. There has been ongoing exchange of strikes between Israel and Yemen's Houthi rebels since Friday's attack in Tel Aviv. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The interception happened hours after Israeli warplanes struck several Houthi targets in the Arabian Peninsula nation. The Israeli army confirmed the airstrikes carried out by US-made F-15 and F-35 warplanes in the western Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, a Houthi stronghold. Houthi spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sari said Israel struck fuel storage facilities and the province's power station, all of which he said were civilian targets. He said the attacks will not stop Yemen from supporting Gaza. Health officials in Yemen said the strikes killed a number of people and injured others, but did not elaborate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Bangladesh's Supreme Court on Sunday scrapped most of the quotas on government jobs that sparked nationwide protests by students that have killed at least 114 people in recent days. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Bangladesh Attorney General A.M. Amin Adeem said the jobs should be open to candidates on merit.
The Supreme Court's appellate division, according to Article 104, gave a final solution to this quota system. That is 93% quota for general people, 5% quota for freedom fighters and their kin.
Nationwide unrest sparked following student anger against the quotas that included reserving 30% of government positions for families of those who fought for independence from Pakistan. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government scrapped the quota in 2018, but the lower court reinstated it last month.
That was Sean Hogan from Reuters. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com.